We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Tfilas Min Kuf Lamed Dalad, or in the middle of Sif Al. Says the Rama, Aval Omer Moso Belachash, V'hu Racham is recited standing up, but it is recited quietly. There is an opinion which says that it should be cited out loud. The Mishnah Berurah says that is in order to cause one to have more Kavana. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Nara Naru Pashte Binyanzah, which means everybody follows the minhag of their place. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another opinion which says that when you finish V'hu Racham before the Shliach Tzibur finishes V'hu Racham, you should wait until the Shliach Tzibur finishes Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad for Rachum V'chanun, in order for you to begin. However, the Shari Tshuva writes that nowadays the Tzibur does not wait for the Shliach Tzibur, rather everyone starts the rest of Tachanun whenever they get up to it. The Rama continues, Masher Nogen L'Harba Sachanun B'Sheni V'Chamishi, the reason that we say more a longer Tachanun on Monday and Thursday, Mishum Shehemi Meiratzum, because they are days of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives our entreaties more than the rest of the week. Therefore, there are some who fast on Mondays and Thursdays, there are some who don't eat meat specifically on Mondays and Thursdays, all different things, because Mondays and Thursdays are greater days of Ratzon. Sif Beis, Mara Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'am Ha'omdim L'minu L'smol. You show the words, the writing of the Sefer Torah to those who are standing on the right and the left. Umachazir lefanu v'lachor, if you turn it around. Shem mitzvah al kol anashim v'nashim liros haksav v'chro avalomar v'zos ha-Torah, Torah Shem t'mimah, because it is a mitzvah for men and women to see the Torah, to see the writing of the Torah, the words of the Torah. And when you see the words of the Torah, what should you do? Says the Mechaber, you should bow and say, V'zos ha-Torah and Torah Hashem t'mima. The Mechaber doesn't say anything about holding up a pinky finger, and it doesn't say to the Mishnah Berurah either. The correct procedure when upon seeing during Hagba is for one to bow and say V'zos ha-Torah. The Rama says, Nagu lasos kein achar shakar ba-Torah. The Mechaber says to do Hagba before Kriyas Torah, and that is the minhag of the Sfardim. However, the Rama says that the Hagba should be done after the reading of the Torah. The Shiari Knesset HaGadolah says the reason we do it afterwards is because some people might think that if you do it before, that the real mitzvah is to see the Torah, not to hear the Torah, and they'll end up leaving before Kriyas HaTorah. So that's why we do Kriyas HaTorah first, to make sure people stay there for Kriyas HaTorah, and then they'll get the mitzvah of seeing the Torah as well. The Rama continues, also, when the Shaliach Tzibur takes out the Torah, Omer HaShaliach Tzibur Gadlu, instead of doing Hagba like the Sfardim do, the Rama says the Shaliach Tzibur should say Gadlu, Vakal Omer Romamu, Avarachim Huirachim Amamusim, V'yeshom Lomar Al HaKoleis Gadal. There are some who say Al HaKoleis Gadal also, not just Avarachimim. V'cheinogim Yontif V'Shabbos, that's the extra paragraph we say on Shabbos and Yontif after the Torah has been taken out before Kriyas HaTorah. V'yesh Lahachzik HaTorah B'yamin, the Torah should be held with the right arm, Uksh Ola Rishon Likros Omer Baruch Shana San Torah. And when the first Aliyah is received, we say Baruch Shana San Torah Lamo Yisrael B'kdushaso. Why is the Sefer Torah held in the right arm? The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is one of two reasons. One is the Pasuk says V'yamino Tichabkeini, it should be hugged by the right arm. And the second is because the Torah was given with the right. So that's why even a lefty should still hold the Torah with his right arm. The Mishnah Berurah comments that when Hagba is done, the person doing Hagba should open up the Torah so that three columns are able to be seen. The Magen Avraham says it could be it's Davka three and not more. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it depends on how strong the person is and how long the arms of the Golel are that he'll be able to roll it up. So it needs to be at least three, but it can be more. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says, when Hagba is done and the person turns around to show the Sefer Torah to everyone, he should turn from Mizrach to Darom, because you're always supposed to turn towards the right. When you do Hagba, the Shari Ephraim says you don't really have to specifically do Hagba and show the place where the laning of the day is. It could be at any place of the Torah. It could be any words from the Torah. And therefore, if it's Bereishis or Vezos HaBracha, and there's nobody there strong enough to be able to do Hagba on such a Torah, then you can roll it to the middle and have someone do Hagba then. After Kriyas HaTorah, before the Torah is brought back, before Kriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah says that between Shmon Esrei and Kriyas HaTorah, or between Tachanun and Kriyas HaTorah, Chatzi Kaddish is said, and on a day when there is Musaf and Hallel, we say the full Kaddish with Tiskabel. When one does Hagba and they show the letters off to everyone, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is important for one to actually be able to try and read the letters, because the Mekubalim say that if you're close enough that you're able to see the letters, some Or Gadol shines upon you. I don't really understand what that means, but if one is able to get close to the Torah to be able to see, actually read the letters. Doesn't, you don't have to specifically read anything in particular, but if you're able to read the letters, that is best. The Mishnah Berurah also comments that one should only recite Vezos HaTorah when they actually see the letters. So let's say, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that if the person doesn't do Hagbah correctly, doesn't turn the Sefer Torah around so that you're able to see it, or doesn't hold it up well, doesn't even open it, let's say, so not only should you not bow, but you also would not say Vezos HaTorah. There's a discussion of what Pasuk should actually be said. As we know, the minhag of many is to say Vezos HaTorah Asher Shamar Moshe V'Nei Yisrael Api Hashem B'Yad Moshe. However, Api Hashem B'Yad Moshe is the middle of a Pasuk, so therefore, Rechaim V'Lashoner said that one should say Api Hashem Yachanuv Api Hashem Yiso Es Misaris Hashem Shamaru Api Hashem B'Yad Moshe, to say the complete Pasuk. And there are others who say, that you should just say Vezos HaTorah Asher Shamar Moshe V'Nei B'Nei Yisrael, and don't say the rest of Api Hashem B'Yad Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah continues that it is a minhag to say Brich Shmei while the Sefer Torah is being taken out during the week or on Shabbos. And if you didn't say when the Torah was taken out, you can say it until they open the Torah. And it is from this that many are Medayik, including Moshe Feinstein, that Brich Shmei is said after the Torah has been taken out. You should not open the Aron for Vayibin Soron and then say Brich Shmei and then have the Shaliach Tzibur take out the Torah. Rather, the person doing Psicha should take out the Torah right when he opens the Aron, and then Brich Shmei should be recited while the Torah is out. If you're in the middle of a Hurachim and they take out the Torah, you should stop to say Brich Shmei, because the Yesod HaShorash HaAvodah says that there are great things that come out of the recitation of Brich Shmei. It is very important. When the Shaliach Tzibur on Shabbos says Shema and Echad Elkeinu and Gadlu, the Mishnah Berurah says that he should lift the Torah when he says Shema, lift the Torah when he says Echad, and lift the Torah when he says Gadlu. And if there's a chazan who doesn't lift the Torah when he says Gadlu, the Archos Chaim says that he's included in Ar Asher Lo Yakim Mis Divrei HaTorah Azo, so one should raise the Torah up when they say Gadlu. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos, at Shachris, we are knowing when the Sefer Torah is brought back to say Mizmor L'David Havel Hashem B'nei Elim, and at Mincha on Shabbos and on Yontif, and during the week, we say Mizmor L'David. L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Ha'aretz U'Melo'ah instead.